And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. We are getting into your hourly news right now. This is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and we are getting into your hourly news right now. The Millington Village president, Andrew Selick, has been sentenced in Tuscola County Circuit Court to 30 days in jail, with credit for one day served and placed on 3 months probation. Selick pleaded guilty in September to operating a vehicle while intoxicated or with a high blood alcohol content, his third alcohol-related driving offense. Authorities said he was arrested on January 11th by a Tuscola County Sheriff's deputy after being stopped on Elvire Street near M15. Court records showed Selick has two prior drunken driving convictions in Genesee County from 2001 and 2005. The sentencing follows public calls for Selick's resignation. However, under Michigan law, local councils lack the authority to remove elected officials, and removal can only occur through voluntary resignation or a voter-initiated recall petition. In a little more festive news, deputies have begun delivering thousands of dollars in Christmas cash to local residents as part of a holiday outreach effort. The distribution of funds is expected to continue through the remainder of the Christmas season. The delivery of Christmas cards containing a total of $7,200 in cash began earlier this week, with deputies fanning out the share holiday assistance with community members in need. Organizers say additional cash donations may still arrive before Christmas, and any late contributions will also be distributed to local households. Deputies typically complete all deliveries before New Year's Day, ensuring the support reaches families during the holiday period. A photo provided by the sheriff's office shows from... You can go to our website to see this photo that is provided by the sheriff's office. It shows from left to right, Lieutenant Ryan Newman and deputies Kim Kosiba, Josh Loss, and Hunter Talaski, along with the program organizer. And five people were taken to McKenzie Memorial Hospital after a two-vehicle crash Tuesday morning in Watertown Township, according to the Sanilac County Sheriff's Office. Deputies said the crash happened Tuesday, December 16th, around 7:30 a.m., near Miller Road, when a northbound 2019 Chevrolet Spark, driven by a 16-year-old Clifford girl, crossed the center line on South Sandusky Road and struck a southbound 2020 GMC Acadia. The Acadia was driven by a 22-year-old Sandusky woman and carried three passengers, all under 18. The Spark came to rest in the east ditch while the Acadia stopped along the road's northbound shoulder. All five occupants from both vehicles were transported to the hospital with injuries. Investigators said neither alcohol nor speed appeared to be factors in the crash, which continues to remain under investigation. And we will be back in just a moment with your precision weather.